Some people would advise, brother, sister, why do you have to talk about goods? Why connect the dots? Just talk about the 12th Imam when we go home. Why talk about those who were imprisoned unjustly? Why talk about Yemen? Why? This one we have to answer for ourselves. Part of the reason that people will tell us not to talk about these things is they say, you've just gotta be smart. Don't talk about these kind of events. Quds, just keep your nose clean. Everybody knows our stance on quds. Don't connect the dots. Don't speak up for the oppressed. Don't make it that the coming of the Imam means you have to teach your children about quds. Don't do that. Why? Because it's smart. You gotta be smart. The problem with that, brothers and sisters, I'll be absolutely honest with you, there is a price for resistance. But the price for surrender is a lot greater. So there's a price for surrender, there's also a price for resistance. But the price for surrender is a lot greater. Let's learn the principle now. This is from Imam Sadiq. So the Imam says this, Man mana'a haqqan lillah. Whoever prevents, stops a right that God has. Man mana'a haqqan lillah azza wa jal anfaqa fi batilin mithlay. This person will spend twice what they could have spent for haq in batil. There's still a price, but it's more if you surrender. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, a socket. So they advise us, be silent. Don't connect the dots, right? Imam Ali says, a socket, the person who's silent, akhurra. When I'm neutral, when I don't take a side, I actually am taking a side. And I'm taking the side of the zalim, right? Imam says this, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَكُمْ مَعَنَا كَانَ عَلَيْنَا. Those who aren't with us are against us.